Hey, howdy and happy day. Biden and Harris, they're preparing for their debate. All kinds of preparations going on. Harris has people coming in from Google and other high-powered people to help her rehearse for the debate. Why? Does she know the questions? What can you rehearse to? You can sit with people and talk for what? Hours? Days? For what? I mean, Trump, I understand, because the people that help him, I'm sure, just say, don't call her names and be polite. That's probably the only rehearsal that he gets. But with regard to Harris, it's a big deal. And Biden did the same thing. It didn't work out so good for him. What's going to happen with her? I mean, the only reason you'd do all this rehearsal stuff is if you actually knew the question. If you know the question, you can prep for the answer. If you don't know the question, you can't prep for the answer. Duh. Does she know the question? Kind of makes you wonder, huh? I mean, and another thing, she has a job, I think. She hasn't done it very well, but she is the Vice President of America. Who's doing what she was supposed to do when she's campaigning? She hasn't worked for a long time, if ever, but you kind of get the point. It's not fair. Who's paying Trump? Trump. I mean, this thing goes on and on. Prepping for a debate. What's to prep? There's supposed to be no teleprompters. There's supposed to be no notes. There's supposed to be heartfelt stuff going on here when you get a question. You're supposed to have the answer from within. You're not supposed to get it from other people. Kind of like a speechwriter. It's nice to go off script. It's nice not to have a script. Surely you can run a country yourself using your mind. Duh, kind of seems not with regards to the Democrats, at least. Now, the GOP, that would be the grand old party. And that would be the Republican Party. And Trump, he says this. He says, hey, if I retake the Oval Office, he says, on day one, I got a whole bunch of stuff to do day one. But one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of everybody that was responsible for the mess in Afghanistan. And what a mess it was. I mean, people killed, they left when they shouldn't have, and they left in a disorderly way. But look what's happened since. It's been 3 years. And nobody can understand the Taliban. Maybe the Taliban can't understand themselves. I mean, I don't know that, but look how they treat women. They have new laws every day. The restrictions on women, it's incredible. You can't go out as a woman unless there's a man with you, and it has to be a person in your family, and you can't show your bare hands. You look like a, I don't know what, like a robot or something, something out of a movie, and you're not allowed to talk to anybody. You can't go to school. I think you can up to grade six or something. Sixth grade, depends on your country. But it's bizarre. It just, women are treated horribly. How do you get married? I mean, I guess your job is to raise a whole bunch of little Talibans, but it's just not nice. You're not allowed to hold any kind of public office. You're not allowed to go shopping. You can't talk to a man. If you talk to a man, you'll go to jail. You get punished. Maybe not jail. Maybe you'll get stoned. And I don't mean drinking. I mean, they treat women horribly. How can that be? I mean, if you're a man and you have a wife, a mother, daughters, sisters, how can you tolerate that? How can you let that happen? I'll never understand it. I guess that's good. I can't understand it, because then I'd be one of them. Wow. It just makes my head ache. Let's swing over to Texas. More headaches, but they've taken aspirin there. And that's with regards to the governor, because he says, hey, we're not going to let this happen. They have found close to 1 million voters who are dead, ineligible, but they're on the voter list. And so they've gone to great lengths to remove them. So far, 500,000 names have been removed from the roll to dead voters alone. Democrats, there's a lot of dead Democrats that vote, and they vote two or three times. They're energized, those pikers. Wow. Let me end today with this, because this kind of goes through the system of every country that thinks socialism is a good thing. And the people, the little peon people, students particularly, the youth that don't understand it. They think, isn't this great socialism? They don't know what it is that the leaders are talking about. What the leaders are talking about is that let's all be equal as long as I have more. That's their description of socialism. But here it is, socialism. You have two cows. The government takes one and gives it to your neighbor. That's socialism. Communism, which is socialism in a hurry. Communism, you have two cows. You give them both to the government, and the government then gives you some milk. And they say it's free. Fascism, you have two cows. You give them to the government, and the government then sells you some milk. Nazism, you have two cows. The government takes both cows and shoots you. Capitalism, you have two cows. You sell one, and you buy a bull. If you got that, capitalism is great. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.